is Stepstool Sarah with the WrestleMania podcast, a whole steaming pile of garbage.
There it is. There's that banger I haven't heard in so long. Welcome to the WrestleMania podcast. I am your host, Eric.
Just Eric.
Across from me on the wheels of steel, it's the man in the middle, the man who makes it happen, Fresh Produce. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. They haven't heard that song in a while because I just haven't put it on the thing.
Look at this. Back in the dungeon. Back in Stu's dungeon.
With fucking ants.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Let's not, you know. No, let's tell them it's a multi-million dollar facility.
Yeah, where the ants from Lucha Underground, or not Lucha Underground, Bizarro Lucha are invading.
So yeah, we've been on a semi-regular, or no, non-regular schedule, and after this weekend's events of independent wrestling, I called you up and said, let's make sure we do one.
Didn't even do a Money in the Bank wrap-up.
I know.
We didn't even put out the Money in the Bank pre-show show because we recorded it in about 12 seconds, and it sounded like we recorded it in about 12 seconds.
We could. You know what? That's not a bad idea, though. Just touch real quick. I did like the cash-in with Bayley. Thought that went really well. I personally had no problem with the Brock Lesnar pulling the Money in the Bank for two reasons. One, that's heel shit.
Yeah.
That's true booing. And same thing with Baron Corbin retiring, Kurt Angle, and shit like that.
Yep.
I like that. That
yeah, it was. I didn't have a problem. Like on the night, I had sent a tweet out that, like everyone in that match killed themselves.
Yeah,
like for real. Mm-hmm. Like that was a crazy good match.
It really was.
And then the ending, like, kind of made me upset about it. But in retrospect, I mean, I'm fine with it. But. Like,
yeah.
Like knee-jerk reaction, I was pretty upset about it.
Sure. And I think what helped me is I watched it. I didn't watch it live. Like, I watched the first 2 hours live.
Right.
Then I watched a little bit the next day, then I watched a little bit the next night. So I didn't have that 3 hours straight of watching it and then seeing him come out.
Right.
And then for you, also, Ali was the one
yeah.
at the top of the...
Yeah.
Now, they really mistimed that, where they made him...
Wait there for six and a half hours.
Yeah, yeah.
He waited there the length of WrestleMania.
Exactly.
For Brock to come out.
But I thought it was cool. And then two, like, who better than Brock? A part-timer.
Right.
Like, how many times can we hear someone pull the Money in the Bank promo every single week all the time?
I mean, we'll get a few of them with Paul. But
a couple, but that's great. But not every single week coming out, and I am Mr., you know.
Right. Also, I've decided that the ghost that tells Brock Lesnar jokes now resides in.
Did we talk about
in the briefcase?
Exactly. So, that's so good.
There was a ton of funny things that came out about that, where they had put it to different songs.
Yeah,
and my favorite one was the Funkasaurus song, where it lined up perfectly with the head bob.
I thought he was great with that. It's I thought that was hilarious. He's such a good dickhead.
Yep.
Like, that's just what it is. Like, I understand why. I don't love when he was the champion. Like,
right.
I think it takes away a title from the show.
But there's 15 titles on the show now.
Well, yeah, we can talk about the 24/7 title that we talked about that 10 months ago on the show.
R-Truth is the perfect person to hold that. Did you see the Old Town Road song that
no.
he put out?
No.
He put out a song. Where he is singing Old Town Road, or he's doing Old Town Road with the title, but it's about that. So vamp for a second.
We talked about it 10 months ago on the show about a 24/7 title. We called it, I think, the network title.
Right.
And if they're bringing NXT and all those other things into it, I just hope there's randomly like, hey, real quick, get to the network in 10 minutes. We're gonna show a clip that we just recorded at the outside of a mire,
right?
Or whatever.
So here's the R-Truth remixed Old Town Road.
Cause how are we at? We're in the desert.
So even
I'm gonna take my title to the SmackDown show. I'm gonna hide till it can't no more. Monday Night Raw, if I have to go, I'm gonna hide till I can't no more. title on my waist. You recognize the face. European 20.
All right, so I didn't know what song you were talking about.
Yeah.
But that's really good.
Yeah, and he's still calling it the European 24/7 championship.
Yes.
For those of you who haven't seen that, he put it on Twitter, but he is dressed as a cowboy.
Yeah.
The title is dressed as a cowboy as well.
It is.
And it is the shittiest green screening you'll ever see in your life, but it is perfect.
But he slings it real well. R-Truth is the shit. It gives him something to do. I like it. Gives the mid-carder something to do
and,
as well.
And putting it on him is the best because no wrestling fan hates R-Truth.
Right. Not now.
Right. Yeah. Like, no one's like, oh, fuck R-Truth.
Yeah, you want to talk about Kofi 11 years. I mean,
right.
Truth has been doing every bit as long as that, I would think.
Oh, 100 years? He's almost, he's like 50.
Yeah.
Like, I think R-Truth is like 50, for real. And, like, he went and rapped Jack Swagger's entrance at his fight when he
did that
MMA fight.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hip-hop to the core, man. Yeah, so back to Money in the Bank. The Bayley cash, another reason I liked it so much is what we just said. Her promos would have been very...
Oof,
you could have gotten...
Scary.
You could have gotten all that heat lost even with that briefcase. Like,
yeah.
It could have been... Now, I think a tag team title cash-in would have been interesting because it's never been done.
Right. Because it just says the title
right,
you're choosing.
Right.
Like, I want Brock Lesnar to cash in on R-Truth. It'd be the fucking greatest thing ever.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. My picks for Money in the Bank. So
yeah, I didn't do a card.
It's all right. But I, both of my people that I picked to win Money in the Bank matches weren't in the match.
Oh yeah, you picked Sasha
Banks
and Bray, right?
No, I picked Sasha and Sammy.
Oh, Sammy.
Yeah. So he didn't end up being in the match,
right?
And Sasha wasn't in the match.
I can't remember. I picked Carmella.
Yeah.
And I used my hope pick for the men's Money in the Bank and on Mustafa Ali.
How about we call Mustafa Ali on this show, that's right. How about me getting it right that it was gonna be someone who's just they still made it the eighth man of the match. That's
right.
Don't need to do that.
Right.
Just why
the rule is literally the first superstar to grab it.
Yes. So else happened? The Miz won, I called Shane won, I think I called that. By nefarious means, by bullshit means.
I don't remember what else was on the card, to be honest.
We're still getting the same matches over. It's still, it is what it
is. I mean, I could just make up a match, and it would probably be fairly accurate.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler, that promo was so weird.
Well, okay. Yeah. But I think it worked for me. Like, I think it...
I mean, it just kind of weird...
Yeah.
Like,
but what do you, I mean, it's different.
But I want him to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Heel Ziggler.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't want him to be sympathetic face.
But he was whining. He was whiny heel. He was whiny heel.
But I don't want that.
Well, you're what you're getting.
I want fucking Zach Morris.
Yeah. Yes.
I want the AJ.
I don't
Big
think he's,
E.
listen, but the thing is you can't get that when he's going to be so part time.
True.
He's coming back for the Saudi Arabia match.
Yeah.
It's a paycheck match. Like,
I know.
So in that case, you got something to care about in a 2-week build pretty quickly.
Right.
I think that's, I don't call it impressive, but like, I'm going to give a shit about that match now. And you're not throwing away a major marquee match.
Right.
That you could use for a pay-per-view down the road. So I dug the attack. I thought it looked really.
Oh, is you playing with the springs?
No. Oh, somehow it was, but I didn't move. I didn't freaking move.
It just caught.
I guess.
I thought the Undertaker was coming in. I was scared
for
a second.
Hold on. Yeah.
It was a little bit higher pitch when it... There it is.
Okay. Go back. Dolph Ziggler. Oh, I thought the attack was vicious. I think it looked vicious. Very vicious. Almost too vicious. I thought the promo, I get what you're saying, but if you're doing whiny heel promo, that was fucking very good at that. I'm into it. I was into it. What happened with Sammy and KO? What happened there? Did they help each other at some point? Or something happened there?
I don't know. I didn't watch Raw or SmackDown.
Okay.
So.
They don't seem to be going away.
Also, they're not going to Saudi Arabia because one of them can't and the other one isn't going.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
So Sammy can't.
Right.
Aleister Black cannot.
And why Aleister Black?
Tattoos. Apparently something with his tattoos. Daniel Bryan's not.
Right. KO's not.
KO is not. And
Cena's not.
Cena's not. There was one other person, I think, that said they weren't. I just don't remember.
Conscientious objector?
Yeah.
I don't think Bailey's going. I don't think Charlotte's going. I don't think Alexa's going. I don't think. Did they say they're giving us one women's match?
I remember hearing
yeah,
that
I thought,
at some
or maybe
point.
You said okay, maybe you said that.
I remember hearing it at some point, but I haven't seen anything about it. So, but whatever. I mean, I would if I was any of the females on the roster, I wouldn't go.
Yeah,
all or nothing.
That's a good call. Money in the Bank. Anything else?
Not really.
The Usos beating the. I mean, and I dug the match because I think I'm bought into the Bryan Rowan tag team because Bryan certainly bought into it. It just seemed weird.
I mean, I think he's into anything that's got a good storyline behind it. So if they can come up with a good storyline or good wrestling.
Yeah.
I think it's either. And the Usos are good wrestlers.
And Rowan's not bad either.
No.
Rowan and Harper were just given that weird-ass gimmick.
Oh, was it you that was asking about the Slipknot shirt?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there was, I think, one of the guys from Slipknot lost his daughter that day. And so that's why Rowan was, he's like a huge fan and like friends with him. And so that's why he was
Did happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I remember seeing something about someone asking about it, but that's what it was.
Okay. So, yeah, we got the title matches. So what are we, the AJ Seth was good. Very good.
Yeah.
Good to very good.
I mean, you knew what you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys who can just go.
Kofi KO was good to very good.
Yep.
Or very, I mean, I love KO matches. Right. The women's, so Beck, I think they did the two matches, right? Somehow I was surprised that Bayley cashed in on Charlotte. I don't know why I thought Bayley was going to cash in on Becky. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know what I missed there. Because she was beat up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where I.
Yeah, I mean.
So it surprised me. I don't know why.
I'm fine either way, but.
Yeah.
But.
That's what it was. She could have came down and not cashed in.
Right.
She could have came down and cashed in on Becky. She could have came in and cashed in on Charlotte. So yeah, there was, I liked it.
But, Lacey Evans was not terrible.
No, and I don't think she is. I think she's very good in there. I thought she was very good in the ring in NXT.
I mean, there were a couple spots, but I mean, literally her first match on the main roster.
Well, the weirdest thing she's done is, I don't remember if it was in that, I think it was during the pay-per-view, she took her handkerchief out, dotted her face, dotted her armpit, then dotted her own face again, and then put it in her mouth for half a second. What?
Yep.
Anyway. The Cruiserweight match was good. It was a good pay-per-view.
I mean, Tony Nese is still not 205, but...
Is Buddy Murphy made his debut yet? And has Cedric Alexander been in anything other than the scrum for the 24/7 title? I mean, you haven't been watching, so yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. I saw the 24/7 thing.
They announced
it
weeks ago, but... Okay. All right, enough of this bullshit big company. We're counterculture, man.
I mean, I'm a fan of wrestling. If you look at the show notes, there's a lot of wrestling on there.
There really is. Adam Page wins the Double or Nothing All-In Casino Battle Royale.
So I want to talk about this for a second. Because
I only got to see the last
11 so minutes. So what happened was five dudes started in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
It was the clubs, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, right? What does that mean?
Okay, so what happened was everyone drew a card.
Yeah.
They showed it on the BT stuff. And then whatever suit you got determined your entrance order. So they didn't do a great job of explaining how this worked. So basically, like, MJF's group was the clubs. Okay. The next group that came in was, like, the Diamonds, and then the
Hearts. Was Ty Dillinger in that one?
I don't remember. I think he was in the first group that came in. But I mean, regardless of what the...
So five
the
came in at a time?
Five came in at a time.
And then the wild card 21st pick?
Correct. Was Adam Page.
Okay.
But the problems that I had with it, one was, I mean, it's cool, they're trying something different.
Yeah.
But I had no investment on what suit came up because I didn't know what suit anyone was in.
There you go.
So if I want to see Marco Stunt and I know Marco Stunt's in the Hearts and I see the Hearts come up, I'm like, oh shit, here comes Marco Stunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you did you watch any of those YouTube polls? I think the only one I saw was Ty Dillinger's.
They didn't show any.
No, they did it on the YouTube page.
When?
Leading up to it. I saw Ty Dillinger's. That's the only one I saw.
So everyone that I saw on like the Being the Elite
Yeah.
leading up to it when they were having people draw cards, they didn't show any of the cards. They specifically said, don't show anyone your card.
They showed Ty Dillinger's.
Okay.
That's the only one I saw. So that's, I just assumed
I
they
think
did it
that's
everybody.
The only one
it,
that they showed.
It was a 10.
Right.
So,
I'm sure. Right. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anyway, so you weren't invested. I get it.
But.
How does this Battle Royal? Did you see the whole thing from beginning to end? How did it compare to last year's Battle Royal?
I didn't watch All In.
You've still never seen the All In Battle. That's one of the best Battle Royals I've ever seen.
No, I mean, it was fine. Everyone got their spots in. Yeah. Luchasaurus looked awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Jungle Boy was cool. Johnny Havoc is scary as shit.
Jimmy Havoc. Good Lord.
Yeah, he's very scary.
Yes.
Joey Janela literally got
a cigarette
stapled
to
his
forehead.
Head.
That was nuts.
I saw a picture of it and like zoomed in. I was like, oh, that's got to be.
No gimmicks here.
No, that is. Yeah. That is staples.
I wonder if Dreamer took one of the nuts.
they're probably counting how many staples.
Yeah. So did they add that? Did they add that stipulation where you get a chance at the title once Adam Page and Pac didn't happen?
No, that was always.
So originally, I think it was supposed to be Page and Pac for the title at this thing, right?
I don't know. No. Because they had never announced the title match. The winner of Omega and Jericho and the winner of the Battle
Royal.
Was
that always announced that way?
I believe so.
Okay, what I think I remember is the first press conference in Vegas, like on the water.
Bad decisions.
Well, yeah. Oh.
Well, I got to.
Take a swig for the working man?
Well, also, I got to be at work in six.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. It's a mistake.
Sorry.
Originally, I believe at the press conference, the first one, for some reason, it seemed to me that Pac and Paige were going to fight for the title.
That might be true.
I don't know how I got that or where it came from or if I made it up, but I remember that. Now, do we know when their TV deal starts?
I don't, but I have a friend that might be able to help you out with that.
Because
Google it, bitches. I'm not here to educate you.
I love you at full strength, man. Full strength with all your weapons. You're good. So anyway, they have a third pay-per-view announced now for Chicago again.
Yep.
Without me knowing if they're going to be on TV in between.
Oh, don't autoplay that audio.
So Adam Page winning. Okay, you had to do that. I get why he's going to be in the first title match.
Right.
I just, like I said, I thought it was going to be someone in the Battle Royal fighting Adam Page. Don't know why. The Sabin, Sammy Guevara match.
Yep.
Was great.
It was pretty good.
I really dug it.
For two vanilla guys that I had no investment
in. I got a little investment in Sammy. I've seen him on some of the Being the Elites, and then he's been Bullet Club over in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dick. I like it. I don't know if I'm backtracking on what I've said before, if I've said the same thing. I'm just kind of done with SoCal. I don't.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. Not done. Good. It's their shtick. Do your shtick. There's things, certain shticks you don't like. They don't do anything for me.
It just says fall in prime.
Okay. So
prime,
I bet that's
going to
be the three pay-per-views, and then you're going to get TV. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, SCU is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind them.
Yeah. I like all three of the guys. I've
liked all of them. Forever.
I don't like that people cheer when they say it's the worst town ever.
Right.
Like, you can't do heel stuff and not be heel. Britt Baker getting her win was cool.
First of all, Kylie Rae crying during her entrance.
How about it, dude?
Yeah. Just everything I've ever seen her at, she loves wrestling. Dr. Britt Baker, you better put some doctor on her name. She is a for real doctor.
I know.
you better put some doctor on her name. Yeah. Don't call her Britt Baker.
Did I say doctor? I didn't say doctor?
No, you didn't.
I think I probably did.
But Awesome Kong.
Yeah,
that
how about
was super
that?
Super awesome.
Now, does it seem like she's so? I was just watching without audio at that point.
Right.
Why did she do? What was the motivation for Brandy doing that?
Brandy came down and she took off her like robe or whatever,
like she was gonna wrestle.
Right. And all the girls kind of looked at her, and she goes, "What? I didn't lie when I said you had the chance to win the biggest match of your career. You have that chance. I just want to make sure this match is awesome." And then Awesome Kong's music hit.
Okay. So there's no like.
Nope.
It seemed like she was being very heel about it.
She was.
Okay.
Yeah. But Awesome Kong coming out.
Does it seem like she's part of the roster or just there for the night?
Who, Awesome Kong?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. She had done some interviews afterwards, but nothing really.
Okay.
Also found out that a really cool story about Tyler Black, Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
So in in Independence, Awesome Kong was supposed to wrestle an intergender match, and the guy she was supposed to wrestle wouldn't do it. So Seth Rollins was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then put her over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seth Rollins was like,
it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Put people over.
And, well, also, it's Awesome Kong.
Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing. Some of those Awesome Kong, oh, don't bring something up if you can't remember the damn name. Hurt in TNA. The
ODB
best
or
women's,
whatever.
No. Well, yeah.
Gail Kim.
Yeah. Like, just how that's the true definition of, you know, the David and Goliath matches.
Yeah.
It looks so good, those two wrestling each other. All right, I want to get to this match. Best Friends versus Angelico and Evans.
Oh, my goodness. I was so excited.
Yeah, you were. They are some flippy motherfuckers,
those
guys.
They are so good, though.
And those are some bright-ass costumes.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Angelico's highlighter bodysuit. It looks like the green wall behind you.
So that's not a normal thing he wears to the ring? Okay.
He used to wear, like monster green highlighted black pants.
Okay.
That was like his gear in Lucha Underground. I don't know what it is, but he's wrestling in AAA now, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're Josh Matthews,
Triple A.
I think he said it different every single time.
Chipotle. Yeah.
Josh Matthews is hungry.
God, he's still good though.
Yeah.
Still real good, and he gives everyone a specific like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Best Friends are definitely going to be a big part of the tag. How many fucking times did JR and the... God, we'll talk about JR, the other guy. They just... Why can't tag team wrestling be great? This is going to be great. Tag team wrestling is going to be great. Yeah, we get it, man.
So JR had his moments.
Yeah.
Excalibur?
I thought he was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, it's the other guy.
The other guy literally could have... He was the Byron Saxton of the team.
Oh, that's really mean.
He was. Shut up, Saxton.
Yeah. Shut up, Saxton.
I need to get that as one of my drops.
I can't understand. Yes, you do.
How do I not have that?
Yeah. I can't believe that's not a shirt either yet.
Just Corey Graves' shirt. Mm-hmm. Just says, shut up,
Saxton. So, Best Friends, we got to see them on the main card. They've done some Being the Elite stuff because they were in a really weird place when they left New Japan Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Where Chucky was going real heel and beating people up, and Bretta was trying to stop him from doing it, but they never weren't friends.
Yeah.
It's a very odd little thing. But I thought that match was really cool.
Two completely different styles.
Yeah. And Angelico and Evans just beat them down the entire match.
Yep.
And then, I don't know who was working heel on that. I thought the Best Friends were. But
Jack Evans is an amazing heel.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. So without
Jack Evans, imagine MJF as a luchador.
There you go.
That's Jack Evans.
Then they were
Johnny, Impact, Mundo.
Yeah.
Whatever. He was with him in Lucha Underground.
Okay.
Jack Evans was.
Okay.
And like they were just Miz and Morrison, just shit talking the entire time.
And I think that makes a lot more sense to me now.
He would do like spots where he would get up on the top rope and then just step off and like chop someone.
There you go.
Like that type of heel shit.
So the best. So Chucky T, I've just been watching him be a heel for a little while, or like being a psych, whatever he's been
right.
in New Japan. So I didn't really get but that makes sense. The six woman
Joshi match.
I don't know why I'm going through this so slowly because we got so much more to get to.
Do you want me to try and run these names down for
you?
No,
I don't. I don't think any of us should. I think we're going to sound racist except for Aja Kong.
No, I think I got these.
Okay.
Hikaru Shida.
Yeah.
Ryo Abe.
Yeah.
Ryo Mizunami. Aja Kong. Yuka Suzuki. And Emma Sakura.
Okay, it wasn't that difficult. I guess anyone could have done it, so no big deal then.
Yeah.
Why are those the only names highlighted? That's weird.
Because I just literally copy-pasted them.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I was not typing all that.
Good wrestling match. People were chanting this wrestling. It was a good wrestling match. Here we go. Brother versus brother. These last three. So we were just discussing. I don't think the card was overwhelmingly awesome. Mm-hmm. I think losing Pac and Paige was a huge loss for this show.
Right.
I think they did a great job. I think it was all the matches were good. I enjoyed the whole thing top to bottom. We discussed it that night. I think they just did a great job.
Right. They also had 15 minutes left, by the way. Tony Khan has said that in an interview.
Which is?
The show itself had 15 minutes left. So they spaced it better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they're all going to be 4 hours, though, or close to it.
Right.
That's a long, it's a lot. We complain about WWE. Because because originally if you have Pac and Paige on there, then you lose that. They would have been one more match because Sabian and Sami G were always going to be the undercard match with a battle royal.
Right, but the Joshi match went super, super long.
Oh, okay.
Like, that felt like it went super long. And the Best Friends and Helico match was like 20 minutes. You could probably get that down to 15.
Good call. Okay.
So you cut five from there. You cut five or
how much
seven.
Blood was in the brother? Well, no, let's start from the beginning. Hopefully you guys saw all this, but Cody Rhodes coming out, and God damn it, they missed the shot. The cameraman missed the shot.
They missed. I want to talk about that.
Well, what we can talk about is how everyone complains about the WWE, and the WWE is this, that, and the other, but they are a fucking fantastic television show.
Absolutely.
Like, at the production part, it's unfucking believable.
Absolutely. So the only, I didn't notice any production hiccups except for the YouTube channel, which that's understandable when you have 10 million people trying to log on to the same YouTube channel at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a AEW problem.
No.
That's a YouTube problem.
That's a server juice.
Right.
They didn't have enough server juice.
that's exactly what it was. Yeah. But there were, I can think of five or six spots that were just flat out missed. Mm-hmm. And the camera was there.
I call that production. Maybe I shouldn't call that production.
No.
It's
part of it. But, yeah. I mean, I'm talking like glaring like audio issues or the lights go out
or a music cue.
There was a couple small things.
Yeah.
But
missing Cody walking in to that entrance.
Yep.
Now, if they just would have turned the camera 3 seconds earlier, it looked cool that they were going from that entrance and then swooped over to the other one.
Right.
I almost thought for a second it was on purpose, but Brandy was already out there and he's already halfway out. And you could tell the look they were going for. It was the big Triple H entrance.
Yeah.
I mean, his video package beforehand was a big Triple H entrance, right?
Yeah, like, it sure was. And
goes
then
down, gets the sledgehammer. When he walked back, it looked triumphant. It looked huge. And I guess Cody's always made it a point to not say it's not a war.
Right.
He's always made it a point to. Oh, he's always been so respectful of the WWE in his promos or his interviews that I think this was two things. One, I think it was show. It's for show.
It's absolutely to get people talking.
And two,
which
what Triple
did.
H said at the Hall of Fame
absolutely.
Speech.
Absolutely.
However,
it was a direct retort to.
I am going to say this every couple weeks for the next couple years that I think they're all in cahoots.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Why would Triple H mention any other company like that?
Right, and
why would
Shawn Michaels?
I know
Shawn Michaels did it too.
Oh, I'm saying that this all seems purposeful,
like the new click,
like the new click slash like it's just good for business to have competition,
right?
And Ring of Honor was never capable. TNA was capable for 2 years,
right? And
unfortunately, Ring of Honor is never because think of all the guys who have come to Ring of Honor, it just doesn't,
right?
It just doesn't work. And even right now, they got good. Like even right now, with everyone they've lost, Ring of Honor's got a good roster. It's just,
I mean, I think part of it is Triple H is a businessman. He understands.
I think so.
That it's good for business to get.
Yeah, I'm not saying they have a handshake agreement. I'm not saying anything like that.
But
I just feel
both
like
of them are good business people, and they're good wrestling people. They have great wrestling minds.
When wrestling makes the most money.
When the
Monday
Night Wars.
I just feel like it's on purpose. Like
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, okay. I don't feel crazy like it's a conspiracy theory.
No.
It just feels right.
I absolutely agree that they're both smart enough to know if we take subtle hints at each other and get the fan base riled up that any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
In this case.
Yeah.
Because for everyone that's saying WWE isn't real wrestling, they have riled up that WWE fan base on Twitter, like every thread.
It's working. It's all working.
Yeah.
And then I will say, look at those last three matches. Look at all the people on it. And then look at who did the run-in. Don't say,
but
look at the run-in. They've made it a point to say we're not going to be the WWE cast-offs. We're not going to be the, and there's not the cast-offs
no,
for sure, but that is 1, 2, 3, 4 with the run-in. 4 out of the last 4, 5, 6, 7. It's half the people.
I mean, the Bucks were in WWE for like.
I'm not. Yeah, sorry. So I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm not counting that. I'm saying
I mean,
Cody, Dustin,
people,
Jericho, and Moxley.
Yep.
We're all WWE.
Absolutely.
And I think it's worth noting. I don't think it means. I'm not saying it's good or bad otherwise.
I mean,
I just think it's worth noting.
Like half the card were people that were in WWE at some point. If you start adding in people that were in the Battle Royal.
And I'll say, you're right, but I'm talking about guys who really made an impact there.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, Dillinger's worth mentioning. And
Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer and Billy Gunn, and yep. there are some people like that. But when you talk about real, like, you know, I think both the best friends were in WWE at one point. I think that I don't know about Jack. I don't know.
Awesome Kong was there for a minute.
Yeah, but that's not where she got her.
And I really wish she would have stayed around in WWE.
No, I know. Me
God,
too.
She's so good.
There would have been a lot. I mean, you've had some great monster women like and Nia Jax.
Right.
But some really great ones and Nia Jax. So you've had the opportunity. But you've never really seen any of them in the same time. I don't know
right.
if there's ever, like, maybe I'm wrong about that. But
I mean, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
but
I don't think Beth ever faced Awesome Kong.
I mean, you could have, just imagine the matches that Nia yeah. Jax has been in, yeah. but with someone who's competent.
Right. Yeah, and she can still go. So
right. Like, her versus Alexa, that would actually be a decent match. I mean, Alexa's very punchy kicky, but.
Well, you got to be if you're going to fight a bigger person. I mean, that's how you would beat a bigger person.
I mean.
Punchy kicky.
I mean, that's all she is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Chop. Cody versus Dustin. Cody
yes.
comes out with a sledgehammer, and she yells, "Break it down." And he smashes that throne. It was a cool moment for him. He worked heel great. Dustin got opened the fuck up.
I think he botched his blade job.
Okay, so it was a blade. I didn't even see the spot where he would have gotten hurt.
Yeah, I think he botched his blade job pretty badly.
His throw back into the ring with the spin looked a little tough, but the Canadian Destroyer looked awesome.
Yep.
That's a Canadian Destroyer, right? What I'm talking about when he hops on his back and does a flip?
Yeah. It's the same thing the Lucha Bros did, like, back-to-back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a Canadian
Destroyer. Okay, so that was awesome
yep.
that Dustin did that. It all looked – I thought it was great. Just, it was way too much blood. Jesus.
Yeah. They had the classic Austin shot at one point,
yeah.
too. Did you see
the sharpshooter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the same camera
yeah.
movement and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it was so well shot.
I just think Cody doing the get out of the way, then faking it like he's going to throw him was great. Some of the stuff in the corner.
DDP coming out, carrying Brandi Rhodes away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. well, there he goes, another one, you know. But I just thought that was a really great match. Just really
yeah.
cool. And. You know, afterwards, I think it was awesome what happened. I can't tell if that was real or not. It seemed real,
it
pretty
seemed
real.
It seemed pretty real.
I just, you got your heel, man. Play heel all the way. I just wish you know, but.
Now, there's only one person in AEW that can do that.
Goddamn right. Because the Bucks can't either.
No.
At all. Like, I am fully around on the Bucks. I mean, it took me a long time, but I go, they are great.
Yep.
They're great in the ring. They're great on being, like, it's just, they just. It's unfair advantage. It's the Adam Cole thing. And
right.
like, he's so much fun to watch. And everyone loves him. Everyone loves yelling, Adam Cole, baby. But you're a bad guy.
Right.
You're supposed to get booed.
Right.
And I know that's, what are you, some kind of old school or nothing? No, I mean, I love it. I still cheer for it. I'm just saying.
Right. I'll still.
It's cheating.
I'll still yell, baby, every single time he does it.
It's really fucking hard to be a white meat baby face and get cheered. And it's really hard to be a straight heel who gets booed nonstop.
And I'll still do the be elite thing when I'm there. And
yeah.
I'll still too sweet him if
yeah,
I ever
yeah.
meet him because
yeah.
that's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. Actually, there's two people in AEW that can play pure heel. Two people. Were we talking about the same person?
Mine is at the bottom of that list.
And mine's at the bottom of the matches.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
so Dustin Cody just fucking
it was a
great
match.
And without anything super special.
Right.
Besides that Canadian Destroyer, there's nothing super special.
I mean, it's not my type of match.
Right.
But I like storytelling too.
Yeah.
And it was a great story being told mm-hmm. in that match.
Bucks Bros.
Now this is my
type
of wrestling.
I know, dude. And I kept saying, I go, yeah, it's going to be fine. I told you that Pac and Paige was the match I was most excited for.
Right.
I just always have dug Neville. I always dug Neville a whole lot. And Paige, I think, is great. But Bucks and Bros is like, I've seen it all, man. I've seen them wrestle before. I've seen all their shit. And I still went home. So I had a buddy that I'm staying with. I said, you got to come watch this match. He goes, is this like a main event? I go, just watch it.
Yeah.
He goes, well, what are they? The first part when they're all just not hitting each other, he's like, wait, so what's – just wait. Just wait, buddy.
Oh, speaking of not hitting each other.
Yeah.
The spot on the outside
yeah.
with Matt and
Phoenix. Yeah.
When they're like countering, and then due to the double drop kick and
yeah.
both pop back up.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, that was Matt and Phoenix. No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. No, Matt and Phoenix. Or Nick and Phoenix.
Nick and Phoenix.
Yeah, dude, that was so great. It was so great.
I mean, it was everything I like
yeah.
in wrestling. It was like the luchador style.
Uh-huh.
It was the Young Bucks.
Uh-huh.
It was the Lucha Brothers.
Yeah.
It was tag team wrestling.
It was callbacks.
Yeah.
I know. Wait, hold on real quick. Let's talk. So just this, the Canadian Destroyer, the double Canadian Destroyer is the one on the outside. So fucking cool. The Nick always doing that thing where he goes back outside the ring and does a backflip. Always looks cool. Phoenix and Pentagon got such great offense in
yep.
that match.
The catch this and then suck it. That's
yeah.
my favorite
yeah.
thing ever.
Yeah.
So the slight nod to the people that brought them along, mm-hmm. when they were Generation Me.
Yes.
The Motor City Machine Guns back, yes. in TNA. One of the best tag team rivalries in history, uh-huh. hands down, because Sabin and Alex Shelley are amazing tag team wrestlers. They're amazing wrestlers, period.
Yeah.
Sadly, one of them's injured and the other, yeah. one's retired. So, yeah. unfortunately, we'll never get to see that in AEW, because that,
right.
would have been the dream. But they...
we might get to see Generico and Steen someday, though. Who knows?
Well, we might get to see Maria and Mike Kanellis in 3 weeks, too, according to Twitter.
All right, good.
Their contracts are up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, good.
She tweeted that today.
Yeah, well, they're just...
they're done.
Yeah.
But so they do the spot where they've got Phoenix up on the turnbuckle, and Matt tags Nick in. Nick gets in and does the Motor, mm-hmm. City Machine Guns, like, hand point to Detroit. And then they do Made in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the probably 20 tag, yeah. team moves the Motor City Machine Guns have.
Yeah.
They are the kings of tandem,
yeah,
offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone's...
I've gone back and watched... I mean, I didn't know them before, but...
Yeah,
I,
if you ever watch a Jin Mi...
Yeah.
Jin Mi Motor City Machine Guns match.
Yeah.
Insane.
Because also the Red Dragon stuff was great too with Kyle O'Reilly. And,
yeah.
Their old matches were great too. But then they do the Generico spinning brainbuster,
yep.
off the...
onto the turnbuckle.
And then they do Phoenix and Pentagons.
Yeah. The package
diving
pile driver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Package pile drivers look dope.
Yeah.
They always look
good.
And
they're safe.
Yeah. Your head's completely tucked. You got, yep. legs under the shoulders. Like, it looks horrible.
Right. But it's probably, yeah. the safest, mm-hmm. version of a pile driver.
Yep.
Safer than a tombstone.
Yeah. I did almost buy the Steen package pile drive everyone's shirt.
So that match was amazing.
So out of these last two matches, I found that finish to be the more surprising.
Yeah. I thought the Lucha Bros, I didn't,
sure.
know they were wrestling again for,
yeah,
the,
right.
titles.
Until halfway through the match or through,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I mean, until after the match.
Oh.
Like, I found out that they have another match, yeah. scheduled.
Because the Bros aren't signed.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they're going. I don't think.
But also,
they're talking about the disparity in matches. They've had like 82 matches this year, and the Bucks have had,
yeah,
3.
49, I think.
Yeah, or something like that.
But the Young Bucks can't keep the AAA tag titles forever.
Right.
Like.
Right. So now, okay. So I do want to. Like, I don't want to. I should talk about it later, but because everyone always says there's too many titles, right? We were just talking about that.
Right.
About the Universal Championship being on, but good. I think I've maybe mentioned this before, like. It, to me, it's the opposite. When there's not enough titles, it doesn't, like, 205 Live, there's awesome matches. There's one title.
Right.
So, like...
I'm fine with...
And half those people are never going to... Or you can't ever let anyone lose and it means something. Like,
I'm fine with the New Japan layout of it. Where
there's
a
lot.
Right. But also, there's an undercard... Basically, an undercard,
yeah.
title at each... Like, you know, there's, mm-hmm. the...
Heavyweight and juniors and heavyweight,
right.
yeah.
And then there's the tag and the junior, mm-hmm. heavyweight tag. Like,
and when you have too many and you feel you have too many and you have an awesome team or an awesome multiple titles, people can have multiple titles.
Right.
I know it gets boxing-y when you do that, but I don't know. For 205 Live, it doesn't, like, I don't see the point.
I mean, I don't see the point of 205 Live anyway, mm. except for to have content for the network.
Right. Well, okay.
Because all of those guys are amazing.
Yeah.
And it's terrible that no one watches it.
But put them all on the main roster, then what happens?
Well, the problem is you have 215 people on your roster.
I know.
And you're not letting people go who don't want to be
and
there.
Now,
and you're
now,
not putting them on TV.
Yeah, and now you're letting four people be on both shows. Like,
right.
I thought they would just do that leading up to that, just basically for the Money in the Bank version of it.
Right.
But
no.
They're just never going to stop. It's going to be all the time.
Yeah.
Where's Rusev and Shinsuke? You
know, right.
Like, where's, yeah.
I mean, the most over thing you have right now is R-Truth with the 24/7 title and Drake Maverick looking for him in airports,
yeah.
with flyers.
Jericho Kenny.
It was a hell of a match.
Jericho's entrance was awesome.
Yep.
I called the shit out of that finish, and I was told I was a fucking idiot. Like, Kenny's not losing his debut match.
Well, I had a conversation with someone on Twitter. Are they going to be smart enough to not book themselves to win every match?
Yeah. Oh, of course. I think of course. Now Cody's 2-for-2, and I thought he'd go 0-for-2.
Well,
but
I mean, also, like, SCU won, and Cody, mm. won, and the Bucks won. So I was like, oh,
well, listen,
Kenny has to lose.
Well, okay, you're right, but before all this, right. I thought, like...
If I was doing a scorecard for it, mm-hmm. I would have probably put Kenny, and I probably would have had the Young Bucks losing to the Lucha Bros.
I would have had the Bros and Jericho both winning, and here's why. You instantly get legitimacy
right.
on your title. He should win the title, too, and Jericho should be your first champion.
Yeah.
I think it makes a shit ton of sense. I don't think, you know, apparently he can wrestle for the next 30 years somehow because he just doesn't stop. But eventually he's not going to be able to. You have him hold it for even 3 months, whatever, right. through all these pay-per-views, get to TV. He cuts a month's worth of promos and does a match or two on TV. And the first pay-per-view after TV, he loses it.
Right.
But I think it makes a shit ton of sense to have Jericho be your first champion.
Absolutely.
Everything's legitimate.
But
like,
I mean, I also wouldn't have a problem with Adam Page being it. But
no,
if
not
you're
at all.
Trying to draw in casual mm-hmm. fans.
And I think that's the point, because Page should be, that's your future, that's your guy.
Correct. But if you're trying to draw in a casual fan, mm-hmm. you put it on someone they know.
Uh-huh.
100%.
And Kenny versus Page will wrestle eventually. It'll be great.
And it'll be amazing.
It'll be amazing, but you don't need to give that away yet.
No.
You can do that in 3 years.
Exactly.
Both those guys are staying forever. And I know you don't want to plan that for, you know. But Jericho, let him have this match. Let him have a match with Paige. Let him have two more cool matches.
Exactly.
I mean, he should beat Cody at some point, and he should beat MJF at some point. Or MJF should beat him. Maybe he's your second champion.
Oh,
whatever.
My God, dude.
And then Paige takes it off MJF. But I just thought the entrance was super cool.
Yep.
For Jericho. I got tricked. I'm an idiot. I'm totally an idiot. When the guy comes out as Lionheart,
uh-huh.
I go, holy shit, he's gonna be the Lionheart. Why did I think that? Like, I just believed it so hard, real quick.
It was really good. And apparently cool. Cody came up with that idea.
That makes sense. Cody's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you know all the inside info, brother.
I've done for the last 48 hours.
It was just great. I think it was long enough. God damn, I fell asleep halfway through it, not because it wasn't a great match. I just was beat from the day and tired, and it was a lot of reasons. So I rewatched it the next day, and so I didn't see the ending. All I got was a wow from someone. I go, don't tell me, nope, stop.
I'm not a fan of the Judas effect. It's a spinning back elbow.
Okay, and that's fair.
I mean,
but they've made it.
Do you know what it reminds me of? The sixth move of Doom.
Yes.
It
is exactly the same thing.
Yeah, the Hishimori Thunder Fist,
listen,
or whatever,
dude,
the fuck it's called.
They did a lot better job than...
Yeah.
Cena did, like, than they did with Cena's.
Well, I think Cena's, it was more of a comedy thing. It was supposed to be silly.
They talked about it. They showed training videos of it. It got released on Twitter that he was doing it. They talked about it during the match.
Right.
He hit it, one shot, done, pin.
Absolutely.
That instantly becomes a credible finisher now.
Yeah, it's,
but
it's also the bullhammer.
You're not wrong. I can't argue with you. I'm just saying they've made it legit.
Right.
That you can make a flick to the eye legit, or flick to the nose legit,
right,
if you want to. They did a good job of legitimizing that kind of weak-ass move.
I'm just personally not a fan of it.
I get it. But you can't not be a fan of what they did with, like,
right,
how they,
and
yeah,
the way they built it, it was perfectly, yep, fine, but...
He waited for the right time to break it out.
But
he hit it,
when you hit, like, six lion salts,
I know,
9 V-triggers, yeah, and 2 1-winged angels, and then...
The V-trigger is so unprotected, but so cool. Like,
yeah.
You can never not do it.
I was watching some... Oh, have you ever heard of old school wrestling reviews?
No.
Apparently neither of my dogs.
Yeah.
So Old School Wrestling Reviews, they're a video podcast where they go through storylines of pay-per-views.
Okay.
And like it's really funny, it's really cool. It's just a way to look at it, but there was they were doing WrestleMania 34 or 35, and it was one of the pre-show matches, and there was like someone hit like 5 V-triggers in the match. Oh, it was the 4-way cruiserweight match from 34 with Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cedric.
I don't remember who was in it.
Jesus.
But, it was that match. The Buddy Murphy,
yeah,
Hideo Tommy, the,
yeah,
one where Tommy took,
yeah,
the loss and then
and
bounced. Dipped.
Yeah.
But someone hit like 5 V-triggers in that match.
It's a cool move.
But they were hitting them like they were clotheslines.
Yeah. Yes. And people hit fucking code breakers all the time, too.
Yeah.
They call the guy
Sasha Banks hits a code
they
breaker.
They all do. I mean,
worst code breaker in the WWE, Sasha Banks.
And they They did a good job. That's the difference between Jericho and most guys. Like, when you miss the spot, you don't try to still make it.
Yeah,
look
no,
like
you, just,
the spot,
you just move on.
Yeah. Or you redo it, but make sure it's redone.
But you don't do it
right away. Exactly. You don't just fall out of the ring because you're supposed to fall out of the ring. You make sure that guy gets you out of the ring now.
Right.
Like, yeah. So, because they redid a spot in the Cody Dustin match when he's trying to throw him and do the spinning thing.
Right.
Didn't work the first time, so they did it again, but you know.
It
looks like a heel doing something twice. Right. That's all it looks like. But the ending, Moxley coming through the crowd.
Yeah, that was
pretty cool.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
Someone that I follow on Twitter was there,
mm-hmm.
and during Jericho's promo, like, he had run out to go, like, get something to drink or whatever, or go to the bathroom, and as he's coming up the stairs, his section was where Ambrose was coming in, or Moxley was coming in,
yeah.
and, like, all of the security guys that were there, they were, like, and just kept moving him. And so he's like, he just turns around, runs back to his
yeah.
seat.
Well, yeah, you're leaving. He's probably leaving to leave the show because it's the end of the.
No, because you always have the like speech afterwards.
Sure, then why
guys.
Fucking leave at that point?
I think he had like I literally think he said he was going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Like during Jericho's speech, because you could hear Jericho's speech.
Yeah.
But as he was coming up, like they were coming through the concourse, mm-hmm. and they're like just like shh.
That's fucking cool. Thought it was cool. Thought it was great that he.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
He's like, come on, what are you doing here,
Jericho? Oh, yeah, and then, Jericho said, you can't be here, this is my show,
yeah.
is what he mouthed to
yes.
him.
And then Kenny doesn't just take it, even though he's the one who just took the
right
the Judas effect.
Fights him off, they go up to the
stage. But then he still gets hit, like, that's how you got to finish that.
Yep.
That's,
yeah. Goes up to the stage on that stack of chips, it looked great.
Kenny's so over, he could lose to Britt Baker and be Dr. Britt Baker.
Yep.
And be no problem.
Absolutely.
Like... So I thought that was cool. And then to see Moxley, I know you're down there, but to see it down there with him doing promos for New Japan already.
Yeah. So
what's the deal there?
So they had already had a deal with Moxley in New Japan, like before the AEW stuff.
Okay.
And so.
Because those deals are generally country specific. Like,
right.
And technically, there could be people that are both New Japan and. AEW,
right.
even though they don't have a working partnership,
and,
right?
Okay. Correct. And that's what New Japan came out and said. And Tony Khan said it was a multi-year deal with Jon Moxley, but he is like going to work other dates. Like
yeah.
he has an independent show. I can't remember.
That's the first time we've seen him live,
Northwest
though, right?
Wrestling. Yeah, that's the first time we've seen him live. Northwest Wrestling, he has an independent show.
Cool.
Coming up. Oh, my God.
Dogs and Yards, dude.
Yeah. But I've lost my train of
thought. Moxley going to New Japan to fight Juice.
Oh, yeah. So they've had that deal in effect forever.
Okay.
AEW, I believe, gets first
sure.
say on dates.
Sure.
So, but I think that's what
Where do you get a... Where does a... Why is it Juice... Like, is it just... Was there something I don't know about from their past?
I don't know.
Because I think it's going to be a hell of a match. I think it's cool, but just the... Like, the promos he's cutting on YouTube or on Twitter, those videos are amazing. We got a little information? So I don't know if there's any kind of beef there going back. I mean, I think it's going to be cool, but just to have that kind of video on your Twitter.
Right.
I just don't, I
well,
don't
he,
know where it comes from.
Did you see?
Yeah, the original, yeah.
When he walked back in, it was a paradigm shift. Did you see that video too? So after he does the Omega spot, they go back into the locker room.
No, where do you see these things?
On the internet.
Okay.
But he walks back in. He walks back into the locker room mm-hmm. and cuts a promo, basically saying it was a war, like literally saying it's not a thing. It's a war or whatever he said. But literally, just basically calling out WWE. He said he's like breathing free for the first time in a long time.
What did that guy not get to do when he was there? I mean, they made him a Money in the Bank champion. He was a champion for a while. He had matches with AJ. He had matches with the Shields guys. He had matches with everybody. I mean, we had a Lesnar match right at WrestleMania.
Right, but like the last year and a half he was there, he was just shunted in the mid-card.
He was tag champs. They had a huge... Listen, if everyone could have been healthy, there would have been huge storylines. It wasn't like they were just ignoring him.
But look at where Seth Rollins was.
What do you think the guy's got to be perfect forever? Like, why could no one be in the mid-card for a while?
Look at where Seth Rollins was.
Yeah.
Look at where Roman Reigns was.
Mm-hmm.
Look at where Dean Ambrose was.
I don't see a huge difference.
Are you?
All three were champions. All three had major pay-per-view matches at WrestleManias.
It felt like Dean Ambrose got the championship because Seth wasn't there. Do you remember the Roman Reigns versus Chris Jericho versus a potted plant match?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't either. Dean Ambrose had one. A feud over a potted plant. Mitch the Plant. Remember that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was a legit feud that he had.
Okay. Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Then I'm proven wrong. I'm proven wrong. To me, he was always a major star. To me, Dean Ambrose was always presented as a major star in the WWE.
He always came across as one.
Yeah.
But that was him, not them.
Well, I contend that I think he wasn't that good. I thought they overbooked that guy, to be honest.
I don't think
his
so.
His bouncing off the bottom rope, weak-ass elbow, his moves always looked soft as fuck. But, and the thing was, the crazy thing got old to me over and over and over. However,
But how much of that was Michael Cole?
It's not just
the lunatic friend.
They have to say these things over and over now. Like, Money in the Bank contract match winner. Like, you got to say exactly the right phrases. I was on a different line I was going to talk about Ambrose about something. Oh, so then that answers my question, kind of. I just didn't get the hate. Like, seems like it could have just been a mutual good part, like parting of ways. Like,
well, I'm,
you know,
I'm pretty sure
they paid him a lot of money. He got some championships. Right. He gets to go do his thing.
I'm pretty sure he is way closer to Jon Moxley.
Oh, I agree.
Than Dean Ambrose.
I agree.
But
there was a lot of the same little movements, though.
Right.
Which,
right.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a lot of what he brought to that shitty character that they gave him. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out for Renee Young tonight on Raw.
I know, right? Just to see, I just feel like he was part of the biggest faction, you know, the last 15 years, 10 years. He had titles. I don't want to feel like a WWE apologist because I hate so much of what they're doing right now. Again, finally, I'm willing to say those kind of things. But I get wanting to leave, and he did the jobs on the way out. And it just seemed like, and I don't think they were wrong for making him job out on the way out. That's kind of what you do if you're doing things the right way.
Right.
I don't think it took anything away from what he's doing. Whatever. Overall, the match was great. I think having Moxley come out at the end, if that's what the Kenny match is going to be at the next pay-per-view, that's great.
Yep.
Like,
I think that's what you do.
Just don't want them to blow through every dream match they got. Like,
I mean, but think of how many other, think of how many people are going to not be with WWE as their contracts expire. I think there's a lot.
Yeah, but then what happens to MJF? What happens to more Jungle Boy or the guys that are really low on that card that were promised a chance
over
there?
But you're also producing a show every week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have.
My dream is that they do the NXT thing. Longer.
I mean,
longer,
long-term dream.
Every single person isn't on every single week.
And that's what I was getting at, is you don't have to have Kenny on the show every week.
But they will, I bet you.
I bet you they won't.
Okay, I hope you're right.
If you start getting guys like The Revival and The Good Brothers and Mike Kanellis even.
Yeah.
And Luke Harper. No, not Luke Harper.
Yeah, Luke Harper. Yeah.
You start getting those guys.
Yeah.
Kenny can take a week off. The Bucks can take a week off.
I just hope they do that.
Just hope,
instead of saying Roman doesn't just not get a week off, he gets two shows a week.
But I mean, like the Impact does it. Like not everyone's on it. I mean, they do tapings, but not everyone's on every show.
And I wonder if they talked about a more regular touring schedule for AEW.
No, I haven't seen anything about that.
Because I don't know how you're going to generate the revenue you need just from some pay-per-views. Maybe the TV deal's that big. Maybe they.
I mean, Turner's pretty big still. So
yeah, is any TV deal that big? WWE seems to have a $5 billion contract and still need to tour 7 days a week or
I mean, I
12
think,
shows a week. But
they're,
a lot of
their revenue is so weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you're right about the TV thing. I can see them just having it be the Bucks, Kenny, Jericho.
But I don't think that's why they started this. Because they could have gone to WWE and you could have had Kenny versus AJ and you could have had the new Bullet Club, and you could have basically done what WCW did with the NWO, and just
or what TNA did with the when those guys came out, like even more so, like
the New Japan Invasion and all that. You could have done literally all of that, and they turned down the money, which was guaranteed money to them.
Mm-hmm. And this wasn't guaranteed,
right? like the Bucks turned down multi-million dollar deals. Cody probably turned down a multi-million dollar deal. Kenny for sure turned down a multi-million dollar deal.
Paige even.
Yeah. But I mean,
so I'm just saying, so I hope you're right, because a lot of those guys will come. And your Rusevs will probably come at some point,
and
maybe.
Shinsuke.
And like, or Shinsuke probably goes back to New Japan or retires.
He has said he loves living in the United States.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, fine. But so I could also see him doing whatever, like Ring of Honor New Japan, so he can go back there with the partnership. Anyway, so.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. I hope you're right about the future. Let's, we talked a lot. This is good.
Yeah.
Midwest Mixtape. Can we just talk about kind of the, I want to talk about the IWTV Contenders match real quick.
Okay.
So Orange Cassidy has been the IWTV champion for a long, long time.
147 days.
Is that it?
Yep.
He's got tons of.
It was December 31st.
Okay. Way more defenses than anyone else combined, like the last two champions combined.
Right.
Like by a lot. And the cool thing they've done, and I don't know, I mean, I'm new to this, but the top 10 indie wrestling news, top 10 contenders to the independent championship.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean that number one contender doesn't always get the match? Like Warhorse is number one. Right before this came out, Warhorse was number one. Chris Statlander was number two. Gary J was on it a couple weeks ago. Ethan Page has been on it. Jordan Grace has been on it.
Yep.
A lot of guys we've seen, Nick Gage, Jeremy Wyatt, Jonathan Gresham.
Yep.
But the thing they always do every week is, so right now there's a camera guy at number nine. Orange Cassidy pushed for this camera guy at number nine because number 10's MJF. And every single week since this has been put out, number 10 has been MJF.
Well, I mean.
And there's always been a camera guy or a referee or a concession stand worker or someone above him. And he cuts promos on how much that infuriates me.
That's awesome.
So I did want to talk about that beforehand. It's fucking great. Yeah, honorable mentions to Kobe Durst, Ethan Page. Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's really cool. So we had.
0-1's match. Jake Lander, who is one half of Blood Diamond.
Okay.
The Black Label Pro Tag Team Champions.
Shorter guy, right?
And yeah.
Yeah.
And he is the 0-1, whatever their title is, champion. He defended against Jake St. Patrick and Joey O'Reilly. The Glory Pro match.
Well, real quick, I'll talk about Dominic Guarini and Kevin Koo continue to win all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen them wrestle poorly.
God, what is their...
Violence Unlimited.
Violence is forever.
Violence is forever, yeah.
Yeah. And then AJ Gray, we've seen as well.
Yep.
The Gateway Heritage title match, Jeremy Wyatt defeated Buddy Shepherd. Mm-hmm. I did not see that one.
Nope.
I tuned in.
Well, real quick, our buddy Gary J takes the loss.
Yeah, in a no DQ match, which I'm pretty sure there were thumbtacks involved.
Hey, that's my friend Gary. that's my friend Gary. Love it.
Bizarro Lucha match. Mm-hmm. I still have not seen a Bizarro Lucha match.
Well, they keep putting up against major pay-per-views and/or
not only that, like we're either out of town, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, oh, cool, I'll get to see a Bizarro Lucha match.
Yeah, and you miss this one.
And then I miss this one. I tune in right after it ends.
Yeah. So, Nate Webb was there again, though. That's cool.
So that was their
live.
Title match. Nick Iggy retains.
Mm-hmm.
Trip Cassidy
is see your boy Gringo Loco in the next match.
Oh, my God. So good.
And Robert Anthony is apparently, you said, with Frank the Clown.
Sure.
What a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. But that was a really good match. Lot of spot, mm-hmm. and then Gringo Loco is amazing.
You love Gringo Loco.
He's a luchador the size of a linebacker.
Yeah, I get it.
Like he's amazing.
Then our girl, you finally got to see.
Finally
our girl.
Got to see Jordan Grace win.
Get a win against who you love though, Alley Cat.
Alley Cat, and I was torn, and uh-huh. I tweeted friend of the show, Black Label Pro.
Yeah.
And Mikey got back to me. That is Alley Cat's official first loss in Black Label Pro,
yep.
and she has been fined $20,000 for her actions after the match.
And do you want to say what happened after the match?
She attacked Jordan Grace, mm-hmm. Went to do the show of respect thing,
yeah.
and then attacked Jordan Grace and referees.
Yeah,
went crazy.
Yeah,
so
I like that when that's the heel turn, when someone's a good guy,
right?
And because they're winning,
and
they cannot handle a loss,
right?
I like that kind of heel work.
So, cutting into that $1 million money.
Mm-hmm. She's fine, though.
Yeah, I mean.
I do love this new fining people thing he's doing. Like,
Jordan Grace was fined, I believe, $50,000 for body slamming a child.
And then $5,000 for body slamming another adult.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, I believe she has not paid that fine.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I think she refused. But, yeah, they're building her up, getting ready for her.
But who's going to make her?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she is wrestling Kobe Durst June 1st.
And what happened there? Someone backed out because it was supposed to be her versus Maria Manic.
It was supposed to, Kobe was supposed to wrestle someone else.
And he,
I think that fell through. Okay. And then Jordan is taking
independent
care of
wrestling, dude. You never
and
know.
Then,
you can't just replace him with the Demon like they did at Survivors then, right. or whatever that was a couple years ago.
Or Seth Rollins. He's not going to step up.
How about the Demon being at the Saudi Arabia show? They're paying for all that shit. Like,
oh,
that's
my God,
so crazy.
Man.
And they keep saying equal to or on par with
WrestleMania. Oh, my God. That bothers me more than anything else. Go to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
get your $10 million blood money. I don't care.
There has to be some kind of deal where they have to be telling them they have
don't
to.
Don't tell me that this is going to be bigger than WrestleMania.
So IWTV.
Because you are shitting on every person that worked their ass off for the last year, including the three women who main evented, who can't go to the goddamn show.
Preach.
That they don't matter because Saudi Arabia paid you $10 million.
Tell them, Steve Dave.
All right. IWTV title match.
My favorite wrestler, becoming my favorite wrestler of all time. Definitely my favorite wrestler wrestling right now, Orange Cassidy.
Second favorite wrestler right now.
Is Orange Cassidy?
Is Orange Cassidy. MJF's my favorite.
Okay.
Mostly because, I mean, both of them because of their
personas.
Their personas.
Yeah. But Orange Cassidy with his fucking hands in pocket kip up is so fucking athletic.
Did it in the Battle
Royale.
Battle
Royale. Then immediately got tossed, but yeah.
I showed the wife the Orange Cassidy versus Colt Cabana match at like some dude's house.
Yeah,
that match is hilarious. Hornswoggle match is hilarious.
And have we heard anything about Orange Cassidy being signed to AEW as well? Is there?
I don't think.
Yeah, he should. Him losing that and being at the Battle Royale, I was hoping meant something. So this Chris Statlander girl I saw wrestle at is another promotion.
She's an alien.
Yeah,
she is.
I know, but I watched her wrestle some older wrestler, like an older woman, like Shaza McKenzie, maybe, they've had a long time rival. I can't remember. But the match she had, and I was one match in, I have this tendency to do this, but I was one match into seeing her in one promo and go, oh, she's the best.
Right.
She's better than Tessa Blanchard. Like, all of a sudden, like, I haven't seen wrestling forever. That's my fault. I haven't been watching Impact.
I saw the Gail Kim match.
I've not been watching much Impact. But she's great. Great champion. Great call. And then you get your first female champion.
She did a one legged moonsault off the apron, which looked super dope. But I had never seen a wrestler before, and I was super impressed.
She's great. She's the real deal, dude. So Midwest Mixtape, I would say, was a success.
Yeah, it was
IWTV
good.
Is great. You can always get 20 days free to check it out.
There was so much wrestling this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed any of this, use code BLACKLABEL.
20?
I think it's just Black Label.
Okay.
On IWTV, and you can get 20 days free. Do that. And
enjoy
watch
yourself.
A bunch of wrestling. There was a Chikara show yesterday in Chicago. Mm-hmm. The Alpha One wrestling show was yesterday.
Alpha One is too, where you see a lot of your Ethan Pages and Kobe Durst, but MJF's a part of that. There's a lot of great guys that are part of that. And then they get a couple big names that come in
and
to do those Alpha One shows.
Yesterday, Ethan Page wrestled David Arquette.
Mm-hmm.
So
WCW
champion David Arquette.
That's right. did you watch it by chance?
I did not.
Do you know who won?
Because there was a million things going on. No, I don't know.
Okay. But that was cool. Like, Ethan seemed really psyched about that. Like,
I saw pictures of it. David Arquette took a big boot.
Maybe it was Jericho. Jericho was on with a show called Jason Ellis Show, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think he was talking about David Arquette. Like, and they're like, he was like, can you tell David Arquette you all respect him so he stops doing this stuff? Like he's legit. He's cut the fuck. He's done the work. He's
my
like,
favorite thing. Did you watch the Being the Elite before AEW last week's?
Mm-mm.
So I think they were meeting up with someone, the Young Bucks were, and David Arquette was there. He was like, hey, man, can I get a card? And they were like, nah, we're booked up, man. And he was like, I'm a wrestler. And he goes, what? Are you like some kind of greenie boy? You just like. Getting into it, just keep doing those arm drags and roll fast.
That's fucked up. That's funny.
And
shit.
Then they super kicked the shit out of him.
Of course they did. Yeah.
They invited him to the after party.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, he was there. I mean, I hung out with him at the after party last
night. The super kick party.
Super kick party!
That's how they sold it to him.
That's funny shit.
Yeah.
MJF.
Oof.
Let's talk about his weekend real quick before let's talk about his performance at AEW beforehand. He's in the Battle Royale. He's the last one eliminated.
Yep. First person that did anything in the Battle Royale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy with no legs. I can't remember his name.
Can't remember.
Dustin something or another.
Sure.
I believe. So he was in MJF's group in the start of the match.
Yeah.
Like match starts, MJF just goes over and kicks him in the face.
That's so good.
Yeah. Just like kicks him right in the face, and of course he does. Unapologetically.
And then Bret Hart comes out to present the title at AEW, and you get MJF cutting this random, like, you think, what is he doing out here?
Ah, Bret, there's a fan behind you.
Nah, look out. Ah. Just good shit. Just, I'm the best there is, the best there was. And he look, and Bret's looking at him like, and he goes, that catchphrase sucks.
But if you noticed when they were cutting to Bret during MJF's promo, like, Bret was smiling.
I know, but at least he was like, no. You could tell he was smiling like, look, this is good shit.
Yeah, that's like, exactly what it was.
Work. He knew it was good heel work. Yeah.
And that's exactly how I took it too, was Bret, what, like, I'm sure that he knew what was going to happen.
And this is what I'm saying he's saying with his face. Is,
right.
All
right,
motherfucker.
Yeah, he just, just couldn't control it.
Okay, motherfucker. Yeah,
And MJF brings out that reaction in people.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't need my support. He's told me many times.
Yeah.
But.
Because he's MJF and he's better than you.
Absolutely.
And you know it.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
So one of the funniest stories was after the show, they were going back, like him and some guy were going to do an interview. So they were walking back to the hotel and he sees a guy in a restaurant with an AEW shirt. MJF does. And he goes, hold on. This guy needs to know I'm here. And he stops and he doesn't say anything. He just stares at the guy until he looks at him. And then when he looks at him, MJF goes, fuck you. And then keeps walking.
Do you remember the promos? By the pool, it was EC3. Yeah, EC3.
Mm-hmm.
Last little good guy run before he fought Dream.
Yeah.
In NXT when he's in the hotel. And I think he said, hey, awesome shirt. And he goes, hey, man, awesome face. I always thought that was like, that was one of those, like, the fuck, like, just one little line that you go, that's the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard. That guy's the best.
But
hey, man, awesome face.
But MJF is my favorite heel of all time.
Yeah.
Just so good at it.
Really,
and
is.
So young.
Yeah,
like just imagine 5 years from now.
Yeah,
he is going to be king of the wrestling world.
He'll be in the WWE someday.
I hope so. Yeah. Like, in all reality, like, and I people, oh, why would you wish that upon him? Because someone that good,
certain guys are made for it.
Deserves to be on that stage.
Certain guys are made for it.
Absolutely.
And he's not that he's amazing in the, like, Kenny, the Bucks weren't made for WWE.
No. They're wrestlers.
They're wrestlers. They're so fucking good at it, they'd never get their time. AJ, not built for the WWE.
No.
He's had a great run. He's had an amazing
Samoa
run.
Samoa Joe.
At least he can do convincing squash matches.
Right.
He doesn't need 22 minutes to have the best match possible, but he's gotten that in NXT. He has had one or two on in
right.
the main. You know, if he doesn't get hurt that first time he shows up to with Seth Rollins,
right?
I think that becomes a really cool run. Or no, he hurt Seth Rollins. When was it that he got hurt right at? Like, Joe missed Mania after that. For why did he do it? He broke Seth's leg.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something happened with Joe
where
he was getting ready for some big point. Anyway, but, you know, certain guys just aren't built for it. And you can still make it work. But,
right.
But MJF's a guy, like a heel like that, is built to come in. He's Alberto Del Rio.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's – and. How fucking over was that guy? How huge was that guy? I know. Listen, I'm not. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying.
But it's
the $1 million man.
Right. Absolutely. Perfect example. Yeah. But my thing with the wrestler versus character thing is Dream, Velveteen Dream is a character.
Yeah.
100%. He's going to be great.
Yeah.
When he. I mean, even if he comes up, I'm fine with him not.
Right.
I'm fine with him and Tyler Breeze wrestling forever.
Oh my god. I can't wait.
But
that card's looking good, by the way, the 25th. Yeah. I don't know why you don't have the War Raiders just lose to Street Profits. I don't understand that. But
you take a guy like Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love Ricochet,
yeah,
he's never cutting a promo.
No.
He's never going to cut a 22-minute start-of-the-show promo that's going to be convincing.
And he's never going to get – yeah, not never. He's mostly not going to get enough time on a pay-per-view.
To showcase.
Money in the Bank's his best chance. Like,
right.
Those kind of six-way matches where he gets to do all the big spots.
And he did.
Chance. Yeah, he did.
And
the NWA or the North American title in NXT was
like the when we saw the
SmackDown
two ring
War Games
War Games thing, perfect match
yeah,
like plenty of time, plenty of guys to work with, like that's what he needs. You couldn't put him in there with Brock Lesnar and get a Ricochet match.
Yeah,
you would get a Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah,
same thing with John Cena.
That's a good call.
Like, you either put him in there with someone he can go with, Mustafa Ali, Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black even, like, the NXT.
Nah, here's the thing, though, dude. I'll give you Randy Orton, because I think anyone can have their own match with
when
Randy
Orton.
Orton
wants to have.
Yeah. I think he would with Rick. I think he'd want to have a,
When Randy Orton is...
Well, his Bobby Roode match wasn't terrible. I mean, there was a short Monday Night Raw match, but that wasn't terrible.
But it was a Bobby Roode match, and then Ricochet got his spots in.
Okay.
Ricochet, if you go back and watch the Lucha Underground matches with him in it, when he's wrestling Aerostar or he's wrestling whoever, those matches... And he even wrestled big dudes, Matanza. Braun Strowman, Lucha Braun Strowman, right? Not doing the flippy shit, but like that type of.
I gotcha.
So when he's wrestling those guys, and they're telling the story of the match, and it's, you know, the fast pace, and like no one can keep up with him in WWE. Yeah. There's very, very few people.
You know who's going to be able to? Matt Riddle.
He's surprising me,
dude. Holy shit. The only thing, promos, whatever. I listen, not everyone's good at everything. They don't need to be. You can work people so they don't have to be everything.
Right.
Matt Riddle is the only guy except for Nick Jackson.
Right.
And Joe, Samoa Joe maybe. I'm trying to think of another example of he doesn't wait to set up the moves. He just goes, he does move. He'll do three in a row. Everyone should.
Yep.
Everyone will do a big move.
Wait for the applause.
Wait for it, do something, then do another. Like, he's doing a, you know, he's doing a V-trigger into a side suplex, into a reverse suplex,
I think Phoenix is.
Phoenix, yes. Great call. Great call. That's so cool, the Hoppy on the Ropies thing.
The Hoppy
on the Ropies. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was super dope.
It's fucking dope.
Tons of wrestling. I watched a Viceland thing today. About Evolve.
Oh, okay.
No, it was about Evolve, and it had...
That's what I watched, by the way. It was Evolve where I saw Chris Statlander, I'm pretty sure.
More than likely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the upper echelon of independent promotions.
And that's when Cash... If I talked since Cash Azono flipped me off at...
At the Evolve,
at Evolve show.
we've talked.
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool. I got to see Adam Cole up live, and it was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life. Cash Azono and me went at it for 25 minutes. So he's a bad guy. So I booed the fucking bad guy. Everyone's cheering him. And I'm like, dude, he's a dick. He's been a dick on TV for months.
Right.
He's being a dick tonight. And he kept telling that Josh Briggs, who I believe is a Tough Enough winner, Josh Briggs.
Right.
And he was just telling him all this shit. Like, listen, they're here for me, dummy. Like, everyone's cheering him. So I'm booing the shit out of him. He goes, oh, yeah. And he flips me off. Then at one point he gets laid out like a clothesline. He does a revert flip. And then laying down, head at the corner, laying down, face down, face away from me. Directly flips me off still. Like, I'm not even cheering at that point. He knows exactly where I'm at. He flipped me off three different times.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, got in my face a little bit. It was great. And I was like, guys, he is the heel.
Right. He's the bad guy.
This is bad guy shit. Now, I understand you can't boo Adam Cole because Adam Cole even played a little bit of face.
Right. You can't boo Adam Cole.
It's too tough.
He's Adam Cole.
They were making fun of his hair because people wanted to be really on board with the other. Austin Theory, I think, is who he fought.
He was in that Viceland thing.
They were protecting their guy. Like, oh, fuck you, NXT guy, for coming down here. It's basically what it felt like. But someone said about his wet hair, like, just kept chanting about his wet hair. And he's like, you don't want to see it dry, trust me. Like, just gets that over with, and it was good. So,
But Austin Theory, when they had shot that Viceland, he's only been wrestling 2 years.
He's great.
Yeah, he's really good.
Or no, that's who fought Nate Webb. Sorry.
So
whatever.
The three people that it kind of focused around, and Matt Riddle made an appearance. That's what made me think of this.
Okay.
Were Ethan Page, Darby, and Austin Theory.
Yeah.
They showed the match where Darby Allin about got his arm ripped off by Ethan Page with a shovel.
Yeah.
So that match was part of that.
It wasn't too long ago then. It was pretty.
Yeah, I mean, they're cranking them out. They're doing really good stuff on Vice too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a complete accident, it just clipped his elbow.
Yeah.
Like the shovel swing clipped his elbow, and the ref was like, you know, we got to stop it. And Darby was like, no, we're not fucking stopping it. Keep going.
Yeah.
And then they get done with the match. They're walking backstage, and Ethan hits the backstage first, and I can't remember the name of the guy who runs Evolve, but he walks by him, and that's who they're focusing on for the documentary. Yeah. But Ethan goes, Darby's arm's fucked. And he says, "What do you mean?" He goes, "His arm's completely fucked up." Like, and he goes, "What happened?" He goes, "I don't know." He just keeps like Ethan couldn't figure
out.
Did
it come off like a dick? Or?
No.
Oh.
But it was just like that. Oh shit! Like gotcha. He came off like super.
Okay.
Like super worried about.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. I was like, no, please.
No, everything I've ever heard or seen from Ethan.
We have firsthand experience. He had no reason to fucking treat us well.
No.
Dude, he had zero reason to, because I love Jordan. I'm a big fan, but she didn't give a shit, and that's
right.
Fine. She shouldn't have. We were very small. Like, it was, she wasn't mean or rude to us.
No,
she just kind of
was professional.
This is fine. I'm supposed to do this, and I will do it. No problem.
Right.
But Ethan was like ecstatic to be there.
Yeah.
Like just super fucking cool. So I was like, wait, no way. Did he come up? Like, I was
no,
like,
no,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
But Darby is insane.
Yeah.
Just legit kind of crazy.
Okay.
Which when you wrestle that style, you kind of have to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, still a super cool wrestler.
Yeah. And it's cool to see guys like Gary J, Warhorse, you know, JP Warhorse, the Bear Country tag team, that big guy that's part of that. Just a lot of guys you keep seeing pop up like the middle of the road, but they're on all these shows because they're fucking good. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, and then your boy, it was on a bunch, and now is in NXT, Shane Strickland.
Yep.
Like, you saw he was always in every.
Yeah, he was.
You go back to 2 years ago, you start seeing him in every single one of these promotions.
Soon as his Lucha Underground contract came up,
yeah,
he just
took
off everywhere.
Drew Gulak was that guy too.
Yeah,
I wish I would have known about Drew Gulak earlier because he seemed to be. And Tommaso Ciampa apparently had a great run on the indies I didn't know about. So I didn't know about Daniel Bryan until later.
Do we want to talk about the Black Label Pro Show?
Yes, real quick. Let's do that real quick, and then let's wrap it up.
Let me get the card pulled up.
Do whatever you want, bro. Sure. Uncharted Territory on IWTV has been really cool. Now, it's a little dark for
my... It's every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a little dark for my... like, it's not... All the matches aren't for me. There's been death matches, and there's been... some pretty intense shit, but there's been good matches too.
There's so many.
There was a Jordan Orange Cassidy match that was should have been my dream match. It was good. It wasn't great. It was good.
So Bear Bronson versus AJ Gray. It's gonna be a good match. We've seen
that's what we're talking about. I've seen he's all over. Yeah.
Violence is Forever versus Tony Deppen and Travis Huckabee. I don't know those two, but Violence is Forever is awesome.
You like them?
I do.
I like them.
I
like Kevin Koo a lot.
I like both of them.
I think they miss a lot. I think it's the other guy's fault.
Shaza McKenzie. Versus Kylie Rae.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty
sweet. Just saw her name, maybe not cool for her, but cool for us.
Saw her get her hair bow super kicked out of her
head. I know.
This is the coolest
thing. It's so good.
Like the most unintentional
thing. Couldn't have planned
thing.
It, yeah. It's like Tiger Woods when his golf ball just about dropped the one tournament.
The Nike.
Like, it almost, the Nike switch was just up there for a second. That was kind of the same show.
Ethan Page versus Gary J. It's going to be a match.
Hard, stiff match.
Nate Webb versus...
that's what I was saying. Nate Webb's showing back up again.
Versus Jake Parnell.
Which is the Indiana State Championship, right? Yep.
Blood Diamond versus Space Pirates for the BLP Tag Team Championship.
Which technically... Yeah, I mean, they have other tag teams. It's been those three in some variation the last three pay-per-views for them. Or last three shows for them. But
well, I think Space Pirates won it. Against Blood Diamond.
Mm-hmm. And no.
What happened in...
Space Pirates beat Kobe and Ethan.
What happened in... Is that happened in...
When I was there to win it the first time.
And then what happened in WrestleMania? That's the one that we're missing.
Oh, yeah.
Is the WrestleMania weekend. So whatever happened then is what set this whole thing up because that's where
Kobe
six man.
Kobe and Ethan, that's when Kobe turned and Blood Diamond came out to beat the... shit out all three of those guys.
Right. So that's
and what then it was the 3-on-3 we saw. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then this is the return match for that.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe versus Jordan for the BLP championship.
Should be fun.
And
she'll be able to throw his ass around too.
Yeah. And Brian Alvarez versus Marco Stunt, no holds barred. So.
And they're making that like the fucking main event, it feels like.
I think it is.
That's why.
It's a storyline going back 5 months.
I know. I liked Marco in the first battle royal I saw him in, and then he's just his shit. He takes 7 minutes to get a move in. It's like, dude, you're not that like you're cool. Like, I get it.
So does
like,
Orange Cassidy,
yeah, but somehow it's different now, isn't it? Somehow it's a little bit better when Orange Cassidy does it.
Just throwing that out there.
I don't know. He's got a little more fucking clout maybe than Marco Stunt. We saw him fight his brother, and I was like, dude, like
it was
It's fine. I'm just saying, speed it up.
If you cut 5 minutes of standing around out of that match, it's a great match.
That's exactly my point. Orange Cassidy stands around. And it's hilarious. You're laughing. He's doing stuff. His little baby kicks.
Right.
I tell you, the smartest man in all of fucking wrestling is Orange Cassidy. He's extended his career by years.
Hundreds of years by taking two chops a match.
Yep.
Two chops and a roll up. Have you ever seen the Joey Janela tag team match with Orange Cassidy?
No.
So they tagged in Evolve at some point. Because
has Orange Cassidy always been this guy? I don't think he's always been this guy.
No, this was Orange Cassidy.
Okay.
So they do this thing in Evolve where if like whoever your tag team partner isn't supposed to be, you draw their name out of a hat.
That's what I saw with Chris Statlander. It was like a lethal lottery kind of thing or whatever.
So they draw the first name. I can't remember who it is, but like the ref runs backstage and he goes, said something and comes back. And then they draw Loki's name, and the ref like jumps, runs out, comes back. He goes, "Yeah, he didn't show up. Go figure." And then they pull the third name, and Orange Cassidy is like standing off by the crowd. He goes, "It's fucking me, isn't it?" and he's like, "Yep." And he rolls in the ring.
Yes, that's good.
And then so they're wrestling the match, and Joey Janela is taking the beat down.
Yeah,
gets a tag. Orange Cassidy comes in,
hot tag,
gets chopped once, goes back. Tags Joe Janela out of the ring. He's like, it's supposed to be a hot tag.
Yeah.
He goes, like you come in all supercharged, revved up, and like he's just yelling at
him. That's so good.
And on commentary, he's like, yeah, he doesn't like chops.
No, he does not. He also doesn't like a robot. There's some weird robot.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's like they're all in these other mini promotions too. And this robot with Orange Cassidy at this tag team thing I saw. Was like he was like scared to death. That was the whole key. It was fucking really good stuff. Orange juice got him though. Yeah. That's how that worked. Pop, 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 pop. You're talking about Joey Janela. Oh, the bump Joey Janela took to get eliminated from the Battle Royal.
Oh, right on his head on the table. Yeah, that looks scary. Mm-mm. You know what would have been greater? The camera would have cut about 4 seconds earlier.
I know.
That was one of the big ones that they missed.
Jesus Christ. And it's not worth it. You fucking almost paralyze yourself. You hope you at least get the fucking
right.
I keep forgetting Joey Janela as well. Wait, was Joey Ryan? He wasn't on that anywhere. He was there for StarCast.
He was at StarCast.
Huh.
MJF got kicked out of StarCast 3 different times.
That's great.
Because he's not allowed to be there.
That's great.
He was at the Young Bucks meet and greet.
Yeah, he was.
And he was wearing a disguise.
Yeah.
And so they're talking, and MJF just starts yelling.
Yeah.
They're like, "Boo, get off the stage. We want to see MJF." Like, security guard walks over to him. He's wearing a blonde wig.
Yeah,
like Barry, like Michael Hayes blonde wig.
Perfect.
And a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Hey, you can't be here." And he rips it off. He's like, "What are you doing?"
So
he
good.
He carries him out.
So good. So June 1st is it's this weekend, right? It's this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday.
Black Label Pro returning to the stomping grounds of
the Crown Point. RDS Gym in Crown Point, Indiana. Yep.
Highly suggest going.
Right down the street from the Albanese factory. Get yourself some gummy bears, too. Not a sponsor.
That was the happiest you've ever been. He was like, "The factory's right there. We got to go."
So we spent an extra hour that morning getting ready and didn't tell the other two people we were with what we were doing.
Yeah, that's true. That's a true story of things that happened.
We got to stop at McDonald's and sit there and eat breakfast.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. What are we doing?
Oh, it's 10 o'clock. We can leave
now. We can go now. Yeah. Get a chance. If you get a chance to go. If you get a chance to watch. IWTV.
Yeah.
Code Lean, we think Black Label.
Yep, it is Black Label.
Okay. God, we had a good show, man.
Yeah.
We had a thing. Are we going to, did you come up with something? We've had a couple weeks.
No.
How we're going to end the show?
We'll just do it this way.
Abject failure.